This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. The Biden administration's plan to create an EV charging network across the U.S. just took another step forward. The Department of Transportation announced it gave all 50 states final approval to begin construction of the stations. The infrastructure law that passed earlier this year provides $5 billion over the next 5 years to install stations along 75,000 miles of highway, with the chargers being placed approximately 50 miles apart. The Biden administration wants electric vehicles to account for half of all new car sales by 2030, and it expects this charging network will help it meet that goal. BMW's M division is offering its first ever high-performance vehicle with an electrified powertrain. At the heart of this, we'll say uniquely styled SUV, is a 4.4-liter twin-turbo V8 that's paired with a 145-kilowatt or nearly 200-horsepower electric motor. Combined, the system puts out 480 kilowatts or over 650 horsepower and will help get the XM from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 4.3 seconds. And if that's not enough, a more powerful version will be added later called Label Red, which will generate 550 kilowatts or nearly 750 horsepower. The XM is a plug-in hybrid that offers an estimated 82 to 88 kilometers of range on the WLTP test cycle and 30 miles on the EPA test from its 25.7 kilowatt hour battery pack. Production kicks off at BMW's US plant in South Carolina later this year, and pricing starts at nearly $160,000. Also, the XM will only be branded as an M model, which we think hasn't been done since the M1, and that vehicle went out of production in 1981. Speaking of BMW, it might surprise you to know that it's also developing hydrogen technology. It kicked off the HiSET, which stands for Hydrogen Combustion Engine Trucks Research Project, with DHL, Total Energies, and Volvo. The group will do just what its name implies, develop and test hydrogen trucks with combustion engines. And it just received a 11.3 million euro fund to start testing the trucks in Germany. Its aim is to develop 2 18-ton and 2 40-ton trucks to use during the 4-year project.
We want to know what drives your testing. OTA, connected car, diagnostics, remote testing, Intrepid Control Systems is here to help you work from anywhere. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Volvo is adding rear seat reminders to its lineup, starting with the upcoming EX90 electric crossover that debuts in November. The automaker will install technology in its vehicles that can warn owners if a child or pet has been left in the vehicle. Radar sensors integrated into the overhead console, roof-mounted reading lights, and the trunk are able to detect sub-millimeter movement in the entire vehicle. The system is activated when you try and lock the vehicle. If nothing's detected, the vehicle will lock. If it does recognize a child or pet in the vehicle, it will remain unlocked and a reminder will display on the center console screen to check the cabin for occupants. And the climate control will remain on to help lower the risk of hypothermia and heat stroke. The system will be standard in countries where the 60 gigahertz band is approved for automotive use. Chevy revealed the all-new HD version of the Silverado yesterday. So not to be outdone, Ford is pulling the wraps off the all-new F-Series Super Duty. We're talking F-250 up to F-600, as well as pickups and chassis cabs. The first thing you're probably going to notice is that grille. It might as well be a billboard on wheels with its huge flat face, massive C-shaped headlights at the sides, and the big blue oval in the middle. In addition to grabbing your attention visually, Ford is aiming for eye-popping specs as well. It's targeting the most towing, payload, torque, and horsepower of any heavy-duty truck. Helping it achieve that is a new standard 6.8-liter V8 gas engine that's targeting more low-end torque for easier takeoffs. A 7.3-liter gas V8 and a diesel 6.7-liter V8 are also available, as is a high-output version of the same diesel engine that has a unique turbo, upgraded exhaust manifolds, and special tuning. Every engine is paired to a 10-speed automatic transmission, while four-wheel drive is standard on XLT models and above. New tech helps make the truck even more modern. Highlights include onboard power for tools and equipment, 5G capability, OTA updates, and even a special navigation feature that provides the optimal route while towing. Look for the new F-Series Super Duty to go on sale early next year. Kia is launching the all-new Niro in the North American market. The crossover styling has been updated both inside and out, and it's slightly larger than the outgoing model. And like before, the Niro is available with a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or pure electric powertrain. The hybrid features a 1.6-liter four-cylinder coupled to a 32-kilowatt electric motor, along with a 6-speed dual-clutch transmission. That setup provides a combined 53 miles to the gallon and a driving range of 588 miles. The plug-in hybrid comes with the same engine and transmission, but it's paired with a 62-kilowatt electric motor and a 11.1-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery that provides an all-electric range of 33 miles. And lastly, the Niro EV is equipped with a 64.8-kilowatt-hour battery and a 150-kilowatt or 201-horsepower motor, and it has an EPA range of 253 miles. Kia is also offering 500 kilowatt-hours of free charging at any Electrify America station in the U.S. So far, Kia has only announced pricing for the hybrid, which starts at about $27,800, including destination charges. The new Niro starts arriving at dealerships in the U.S. this fall.
There are a few key reasons to start a business in Michigan. First of all, it's the talent. Second, Michigan is wired for winning. Third, the ecosystem here is really focused on supporting businesses in the market.
At Schaeffler, we pioneer motion. Electrifying mobility, manufacturing smarter, reducing CO2 emissions, making energy production clean. Schaeffler pioneers motion to advance how the world moves.
Jeep is bringing out longer wheelbase versions of the Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer. It added 7 inches to the wheelbase, 12 inches to the overall length, and another 5 inches to the cargo area. That extra space is instantly noticeable on the interior, especially in the third row seat, which will be quite comfortable for most adults. Customers can choose to buy a 7-passenger model with second row bucket seats or an 8-passenger one with a second row split bench seat. Jeep says the second and third rows offer best-in-class passenger room. To accommodate the longer wheelbase, Jeep engineers added longer rear doors and a longer quarter panel in glass. To help the Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer, quote, drive small, they changed the steering gear. They also added a larger gas tank that holds an additional 4 gallons of gasoline. That gives the Wagoneer over 700 miles of driving range. These models also marked the debut of Stellantis' all-new 3-liter twin-turbo inline-six called the Hurricane Engine. Customers can choose it over the 5.7-liter V8 in the Wagoneer or the 6.4-liter in the Grand Wagoneer. The 6 is available in 2 versions, SO, or standard output, and HO, or high output. The SO delivers 420 horsepower and 468 pound-feet of torque. The HO delivers 510 horsepower and 500 pound-feet of torque. So far, the EPA has only rated the Hurricane in the Grand Wagoneer and the Grand Wagoneer L. The L is rated at 16 miles per gallon, while the shorter wheelbase Grand Wagoneer gets 17 mpg. The other engine that's available, the 6.2 liter V8, is rated at 15 mpg in the shorter one. The Wagoneer L starts at about $65,500 and marches up to over $77,000. The Grand Wagoneer L starts around $91,500 and tops out well over $100,000. There's a lot more we'd like to tell you about these models, but our driving impressions are embargoed for 2 more weeks. That's because Jeep is still bringing in waves of media to drive them, and it wants to give everyone a fair shot at reporting on their driving experience. And be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow. We'll have Martin Fisher from ZF. He's a board member and someone who really knows what's going on in the auto industry. Joe White from Reuters and Bill Visnick from the SAE will also be on the show. And we invite you to join the action when it gets going live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Autoline website or on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering, boost your game. Scheffler, we pioneer motion. And by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.